Thank you, Mr. President. The Kingdom of the Netherlands aligns itself with the statement by the EU and would like to offer the following comments in its national capacity. The Kingdom of the Netherlands is pleased with the first draft Siem Reap Anchor Action Plan, which forms a solid basis for further discussions. Many relevant elements, including actions and a more limited number of indicators of the Oslo Action Plan, are retained, improved, or renewed. The Kingdom of the Netherlands is thankful to all civil society organizations that have provided their invaluable insights and expertise and contributed to the process of drafting this new action plan. It is a testimony to the spirit of APMBC to work together in our fight against landmines, and we are looking forward to continuing our dialogue with all of you. My delegation would like to share the following priority areas that should be reflected in the Siem Reap Anchor Action Plan. Localization. In the current draft action plan, localization is not mentioned. My delegation would support references to localization in a new action plan, preferably mainstreamed throughout the text. Our recommendation is to strengthen language on localization through enhanced support for local operators across all aspects of mine action. We encourage donors to promote closer partnerships between international mine action operators and in-country actors. As a member of the Victim Assistance Committee, the Kingdom of the Netherlands advocates for mental health and psychosocial support, MHPSS. We welcome clear inclusion of mental health and psychosocial needs and support services as an integral area of attention and element of mine action through inclusion of a few explicit specific action points. It would be good to also, from the very start of the action plan, explicitly recognize the need of mine action to be integrated in health and mental health strategies and vice versa. Thus, emphasizing that MHPSS is not only an additional specific element, but also supportive to the overall impact of any mine action. In the section on victim assistance, the Kingdom of the Netherlands would suggest to include more often and more explicitly the needs of and care for caregivers and families. We are aware that in the APMBC context, victims comprise survivors, their families, and communities. It would be appreciated if the action plan could also reflect the fact that the stress for communities to survive in heavily contaminated areas is a mental health determinant. An element on psychosocial support for strongly affected communities would deserve to be included as well. Another specific point of interest is the mental and psychosocial well-being and duty of care for mine action staff, in particular for deminers. My delegation supports language on climate change and environmental perspectives, prioritization and innovative financing, and we welcome additional proposals from states parties and or other partners for consideration in the next round. We welcome and support the proposal to explore the possibility of establishing a voluntary trust fund to support states parties in achieving their time-bound objectives under the convention. We would like to call on the international community as a whole to ensure additional funding for victim assistance. This element could be included in the political declaration. Mr. President, overall, gender equality, inclusion, and other diversity factors are comprehensively included throughout the draft action plan, including in the victim assistance section. We welcome that the Women, Peace, and Security agenda is mentioned in the political declaration. We would support further reference to the Women, Peace, and Security agenda in the Siem Reap Action Plan as well, including on gender and diversity specific proposals in the various actions and indicators. As one of the general focal points, together with a large group of countries, the Netherlands, together with Peru, delivered a joint cross-regional statement at the intersessional meeting, the first joint statement on gender and diversity in the context of APMEC. We noticed that many more states parties were interested in co-sponsoring, but needed a bit more time to consult with capital. We would like to suggest to continue the initiative and deliver a joint statement on gender equality and diversity at the fifth REFCON review conference as well. Thank you, Mr. President.